Now DUZ does brings you the Goldberg.
You? Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Dove, the new kind of soap that does everything best. They talk about the wonders of radio, yet here I stand telling you Dove does everything and does it best, and maybe you're not even home, not even hearing me tell the big news. I mean about those 25 different wash day soaps that were tested. Bars, chips, powders, all were tested for the things you want most on wash day. Whitest washes, most suds for cleaning, along with greatest safety to colors. Only Dove, the new kind of soap, scored highest on all three combined. How I'd like to zoom right out to Michigan and visit you, Mrs. Johnson, like this. I'd say, do you have a tough wartime wash?
I'll say.
You want to get those greasy overalls clean easy?
Sure.
Then use Dove. No soap scored higher than Dove for getting work clothes clean with the least scrubbing.
Well.
Then I'd fly out to Oregon. And I'd say to you, Mrs. Dunn, would you like whiter washes?
Of course.
Well, Dove gets towels whiter than soap after soap.
Why hasn't somebody told me that before?
Then I'd speed out to Colorado. And I'd say, Mrs. Thomas, you wash lots of pretty rayons, don't you?
I've got three daughters.
Well, Dove is safer for nice colors. It leaves pretty undies brighter so they last longer.
Honestly?
Oh, it'd be swell to tell you in person about Dove. Why, compared to Dove, each of those 25 soaps fell down on one or more of these points. Whiteness, suds for cleaning, and safety for colors. But for the whole combination, this new kind of wash day soap tested best. Does everything and does it best. Now Does invite you to visit the Goldbergs. Like a clock that stops ticking, Molly's memory faltered at the sight of Jake's clothes brought to her by the police. The shock was too great. The belief that Jake was gone forever was too much for Molly's mind. And to ease the pain which shook her entire being, Molly's memory began to run backwards. Pictures of days gone by, and Jake in all of them. Molly suddenly began reliving the past through fear of facing the present. The doctor, called in by Mike, prescribed rest and care, preferably in a rest home. Mike is consoling Rosie at this moment. Listen.
Now, Rosie. Crying isn't going to help the morale around here. Your mother's going to be all right.
I know.
You heard what the doctor said. What she needs is rest and quiet. Oh, shucks. She can stay here just where she is, but she ain't going to get the attention and rest she needs here. Every time the telephone rings, it upsets her. So that's the only reason the doctor suggested a hospital.
I know, but it's not only my mother.
Now, Joe is out now trying to find out what he can about your father, so you can go in now and get your mother dressed and ready so when the doctor calls and tells us where to take her, we're ready to go.
Are my eyes red?
No. You look fine. Send Uncle David out here. I want to have a talk with him, too.
All right. You're much nicer than I thought you were, Mike.
Yeah? Thanks. I'm going to improve, too, Rosie. Let's get your mother straightened out and find your father, and maybe I'll go to Lastonbury with you and become a farmer, huh? Give up the ponies, swear off the playing cards, and go in for digging and planting. Can you picture me, Mike Hilton, planting potatoes and raising sweet peas? That would be a metamorphosis, wouldn't it, huh? Some vocabulary, what? Stick around your Goldbergs much longer and I'll learn English. Joe?
Yeah.
Well, go on, Rosie. You don't like Joe Ellis more than I do. Get your mother ready so as we can get her out of here and away from everything that's disturbing.
All right, Mike.
Yeah. Joe?
Yeah?
What do you know?
Well, wait a minute. Let me get my coat off.
Yes, Uncle David.
Did the doctor call yet?
No. Is Mama sleeping?
No.
Go inside, Uncle David. Mike wants you. Joe Ellis just came in.
Molly, I'm going inside, Molly.
Mama, darling.
Molly, if you don't want to talk to me, so talk to Rosalie.
You go inside, Uncle David.
In a minute.
Mama, darling. Sit up, Ma. Mama, darling, I'm going to put your shoes on.
Ma, please, Ma, do what Rosalie wants. Molly?
You go inside, Uncle Dave.
Yes.
Just sit up, Mama, darling. I'm going to put your shoes on and we're going to go away.
Well, that's all I know, Mike. Come in, Grandpa.
Tell me, Mike, did the doctor call yet?
No. Tell Grandpa what you found out, Joe.
Nothing too good, Grandpa.
Yeah?
Well, I got my own way of finding things out. Maybe the French say, cherchez la femme. With me, it's always, cherchez la poule parlor.
Cherchez?
Oh, cut out the clown, Joe. You're talking over it.
All right. So I went down and established myself in the poule parlor near the city hall. Quite a few games. You understand me, Grandpa?
I understand. But what? Jake don't play pool.
No, but the boys who did him in probably do, see? And I got to talking to a couple of them. And...
So what did they say?
Make it short, Joe.
Well, what they said ain't good. They don't talk easy, you understand? They're as tight-lipped as a zipper. But with a couple of bucks, one of them gave me a lead.
But is Jake all right?
Not from the looks of things. This guy said that a few days ago, a couple of the local hoods did a job. He don't know much about it, except they expected to make a big haul, and they didn't.
So where are they, these hoods? Where are they?
That's the point. They scrammed right after the job. Seems like something happened, and things didn't turn out right, so they're laying low somewhere. That's all I could find out right now.
That must be the doctor. Take it, Joe, will you?
Excuse me, if it's the doctor, I wish to converse with him.
Let him take it if he wants it, Joe.
Yes, I want to. Hello. This is Uncle David speaking.
You are Uncle David speaking?
Yes, Doctor.
Doctor who?
Yes, Doctor who?
You are?
Yes, Uncle David.
David, you're the right party then. Do you have your slingshot, David, do you?
Who is it, Grandpa?
I don't know, Mike. One minute.
Minutes are precious.
Here, Mike, then it's second. All right, Mike, you take it. I don't know.
Hello? Who's calling?
Who are you? Goliath?
Go what?
What did you do with David? We need him. It's a terrible emergency.
What's an emergency?
What's an emergency? My good man, don't you know your own language? Try looking the word up in Webster's dictionary. By the way, don't take any liberties.
Are you wacky?
I'm planning to produce the dictionary's a play.
Go back.
Yes, a drama in 5 acts and 27 scenes, arranged alphabetically. My friend is interested in this project, too.
What friend? What's this all about?
I'm calling for my friend, don't you understand? He's badly off. Only I'm worse. I mean...
I can't make head or tail of this guy. Here, Joe, you try it.
Okay, Mike. Hello?
Hello? My, there are a lot of you. Maybe you'll understand.
Who are you? What's this all about?
Listen, I haven't much time. Are you a literate man?
Hold on there.
Tempest fugit. I wish to repeat, are you a literate man?
Well, yeah, of course.
Then you'll understand. This is worse than Dante's Inferno. This is...
Go on, finish it. Wait a minute, what's this Dante's place? Were you talking to the guys in the pool room?
Oh, is that what you call it? A very apt simile. Then my friend and I are behind the eight ball.
Okay, then let's have it. We pay for the right information.
Don't jump to conclusions, or it may be your own conclusion.
Oh, cut the gags, will you?
I must hurry now.
What is this?
Can you come immediately?
Where?
How will you travel?
In a chariot, dearie.
Fine, but hurry. The address is the Hillcrest.
Wait a minute. Say that slow.
The Hillcrest. Here they come. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Hello? Hello?
Who is that nut?
What did you want?
I don't know. You could hear the wind whistling through his ears. That's the wise guy from the pool parlor pulling a gag. Maybe one of them guys at the pool parlor who heard me asking around about Goldberg.
Certainly sounded like he didn't have all his marbles.
If I don't get some rest, I won't have all my marbles. Boy, I'm telling you. God, I'm tired. I think I'll lay down for a few winks.
Okay, Joe. I'm so tired. I'm tired, too. Sometimes you get tired of being tired. What makes you more tired than trouble? Mrs. Goldberg, she should only want to go where the doctor will send her. Molly.
Mama feels much better. Don't you, Mama?
Come and sit down, Mrs. Goldberg.
Come, Mama, darling. Here, Ma. Here. Sit down.
A cup of coffee, Molly.
I'll fix you some tea, Mrs. Goldberg.
Tea, Molly. Huh? Molly.
Mama, darling.
Okay, I'll take it. Hello.
I'm calling for Dr. Sandridge.
Yeah?
I'm sorry, but the best the doctor could do was a room at the rest home in the next county.
Yeah?
Doctor says he's very sorry he couldn't arrange something in Greensville.
Well?
I suggest you get a car and drive out.
Yeah? Where is it? What's the name of the place, please?
Well, it's the...
Just a minute, please. Give me a pencil, will you, please?
A pencil?
Well, hey, give me
maybe you have one in your coat, Uncle David.
Wait a minute. I had a pencil.
All right. Hello?
Hello?
Here, spell it.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Look, now, what's the name of that place, please?
Hillcrest Rest Home.
Hillcrest Rest Home. Hillcrest... Hillcrest... Rest Home. Okay, Hillcrest Rest Home.
Well, Joe may have dismissed the strange caller a little too quickly. He was saying something about Hillcrest. And that's where Molly is apparently being sent by Dr. Sandridge. What was he really trying to say? It's always a pleasure to bring people good news. That's why I'm glad to tell you ladies about Does. You know, when we tested Does against 25 different wash day soaps, we proved Does does everything best in the wash.
Did you prove anything about dishwashing?
We certainly did. Just listen to this. In the dishpan, too, Does does everything best. Yes, of all those soaps, only Does gives you this wonderful combination. Suds that stand up till the last dish is done. Faster suds for cutting grease, along with greater kindness to your hands. You see, none of those 25 soaps could match all Does does for dishes.
You suppose my soap was tested, too?
It probably was. Why, compared with soap after soap, Does gives more suds faster. Suds that stand up so you don't have to keep adding more soap. Does gets going on tough grease quicker, too, so there's no hard scouring. Yet this new kind of soap proved kinder to hands.
Some soap, that Does.
Right. It leaves your hands beautifully smooth. In the dishpan, too, does everything and does it best. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg and brought to you by D-U-Z, Does. My Does. My Does. Mike, too, slips off into the past, but for other reasons. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does, the soap that does everything best. Your grocer's paper bags and cardboard cartons of paper bags and cardboard cartons have gone to war. So when you shop, take your own shopping bag or basket with you.